I'm delighted to visit Bulgaria. This is my first visit, but I can assure you that this is just a starting point for a good, productive partnership between ABU and Bulgaria National Radio. My impression is that we have a lot area of common interest. You're active in area, you have in radio, you have been servicing public in Bulgaria for 80 years. Radio is a very important medium in Asia Pacific region because of its size, because of the population of the countries. The ABU has 271 members in 65 countries, and if you look at the size of some countries like India, China, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia, you see that radio plays a very important role in disseminating the information, informing the public, educating the public, entertaining the public. This is an area of interest that both of us can work together. I was impressed when I watched the Symphonic Orchestra of BNR,
Was this your first encounter with Bulgarian
that's right.
musicians and Bulgarian
Yeah,
music?
that is true, and I was impressed because the quality of performance and also the core. The children core that you had, connecting young generation with old generation. Also, it was a combination of folk music, traditional music, and new music, pop music. And what I have to say that Bulgaria has a lot to offer, and ABU could facilitate this partnership
How
between
much is
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria known in the Asian Pacific region?
Let me tell you that ABU can help you to be well known in Asia Pacific region. The networking opportunity that ABU can offer is 4.2 billion audiences in the region. This is a unique opportunity. So if you want to talk to three-quarter population of the world, here it is. But it's a win-win situation. It's a partnership situation in which that you use this network to expose Bulgaria to Asia Pacific region. You also will hear from the values and the strength of the Asia Pacific region and share it with your audience in Bulgaria. Asia has a lot to offer to the world and is offering, and you can take that message back to your audiences. And I can see a lot of commonalities, cultural commonalities, between your people and people in our region.
And how do you manage to organize so many different, versatile countries in terms of culture, economy, religion? How do you work together?
I agree with you that Asia Pacific is a diverse region, but we believe diversity is not a threat. It is a source of enrichment. It strengthens partnership. When you focus on commonalities, when you analyze the differences, try to reduce the differences. But ABU has a mandate to focus on commonalities, and we are not running short of areas of common interest.
How do you assist your members?
And we are in assisting in media development in the region. We are offering more than 100 activities per year, activities that attracts many members, and like Radio Song Festival, Television Song Festival, television co-production, many professional, international, and regional gathering, because in each country, like Europe, like Asia, broadcasters are facing challenges. At the same time, they have to exchange their experience in order to change the challenges to opportunities and learn from each other and find the way forward.
And what's the situation between, in the sense of the competition from the internet that radio is facing? radio is still a dominant medium in the Asian region, right?
You have to accept that audience have access to all platforms. We have to accept that it is audience who decide what to watch or listen, when and how and which platform. So the challenge for broadcasters is one to reach the audience, meaning that broadcasters should use all possible platforms. Mm-hmm. The challenge, which is more important, is to deliver a content which fulfill the wishes. If you don't deliver a message which is good for the audience and they want to hear, then you won't be able to reach them. You reach them, you don't won't be able to get them to listen to you. So you have to look into content. Despite all this technological wonder, content is still king. And will continue to be king. And what do we mean by king? Meaning that the audience wants to listen to the message that you are delivering, we are delivering. Mm-hmm. And if it is a day voice, if it is the kind of message that they want to listen and hear, they will be with you.
But do you have an idea, a number of how many people still listen to traditional radio? I mean, the normal traditional receivers.
It varies from one country to the other country. It varies from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. But public broadcasters in particular, even commercial broadcasters, they have to understand that the target group, the audience, are different age groups and with different educational background, and you have to study that and reach by the right instrument to the right target group. I don't have a statistic in the world. Well, we see this everywhere, that smart instruments are coming into place, but anyway, that also is a platform for you to deliver content through that to your audience. Mm-hmm. It's not just disappearing. I do believe radio is and will continue to be the most powerful medium in the world. And in our region, it is and it will continue to be the case. However, radio also has to use and is using new media platforms.
Like you said, that music exchange is one of the major things that you do, and you just some minutes ago you said music can make things better.
Music is the language everybody understands. Mm-hmm. Music is a powerful voice which has gone beyond the borders. You know, you have a good song, you prefer to enter that. And yesterday I was reading the news. I read the news that a famous singer in Greece,
Demis
Roussos,
passed away.
Mm-hmm. You know, I still remember his good voice and a very famous song that he performed. Mm-hmm. And I went by computer and played that, because that was in my generation when he started singing and be famous with that. So no matter where the singer comes from, it's international. And we have to use this, the beauty of music, to unite the people with different ideas and to make them more friendly. And music, and what could be better than festivals, music festivals, dancing festivals, music exchange, which ABU is very powerful. And that is another aspect, that you have a good music in Bulgaria, but that has to be introduced to the world.